USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the nation. Scorching heat is in the forecast across the plains and the Midwest this week. The National Weather Service reporting over 30 million Americans from South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois into Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are under heat advisories. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. The man accused of being the driver behind the deadly illegal immigrant smuggling attempt in Texas is a no-show at his court appearance. Attorneys for the man waived today's detention hearing. That means he'll likely stay locked up until trial. The man is accused of transporting 53 illegal immigrants from the Texas border to San Antonio in the back of a big rig. They all died. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A judge is denying bail to the man accused of shooting and killing 8 people at a 4th of July parade just outside of Chicago on Monday. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart saying they're still reviewing potential charges.
Every time he fires a bullet at an individual, he is committing aggravated discharge of a weapon, whether he hits someone or not. There will be many, many more charges coming in the coming weeks.
Officials from multiple counties in Texas say they are considering declaring an invasion, claiming the federal government isn't doing enough to secure the border. Appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says he believes the Constitution gives individual states the power to regulate border security if the federal government isn't.
What I'm asking for is for all of the leaders of the state, local, county, state leaders, to recognize that and for us to declare an invasion and act accordingly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
There are still questions about the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic in China. On Fox Business Mornings with Maria, Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says the Biden administration should have pushed for a more thorough investigation.
Why would you not want to continue with a credible investigation of the origination of COVID? Everyone knows it came from that lab in Wuhan, yet this administration used all their effort for over 100 days just to basically kill time with the intelligence community and said, oh, nothing here.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, we're hearing about the casualties from both sides.
Ukrainian armed forces, in a Facebook post this week, claimed that Russian casualties have surpassed 36,000 since Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion began in late February. Moscow is also said to have lost thousands of tanks, armored combat vehicles, countless artillery systems, over a dozen warships, and nearly 200 helicopters. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
ESPN Films' new documentary about legendary broadcaster Dick Vitale is set to debut later this month. The documentary will be available for streaming on ESPN Plus starting on July 20th and will air on ESPN on July 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.